E-Town Hall in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. It's E-Town with this week's guests from Nashville, Tennessee, Sam Bush, Jerry Douglas, and Stuart Duncan. And from Boulder, Colorado and Nashville, Ten in Hand recording artist Hot Rise. I'm Helen Forster. Join me now in welcoming our host, Nick Forster.
Thank you, everybody. Here we go. Welcome. Welcome to E-Town Hall. So this week is going to be fun and a little different. You know how it is if your parents or your grandparents were going to have a party celebrating a big wedding anniversary, invite the family, some friends in honor of the big day. That's a little bit like what's happening here this week in E-Town, because the band that I'm a part of, Hot Rise, is celebrating 40 years as a band, 1978 to 2018. It's kind of a big deal, not just because it's a long time, maybe it's a record even, I'm not sure, but we still get along, we're still making new music, having fun, so we're here and we're celebrating that thing. And just like those parties that your parents or grandparents might have, Hot Rise is having a little friends and family join us, so we've got some special guests, Sam Bush, Stuart Duncan, and Jerry Douglas, three of the best musicians we know. And three people who've kind of been a part of the whole journey since the very beginning. They are here. They're going to play with us as well as play some music on their own. So all of that stuff feels pretty good. Some of you know that the members of Hot Rise include Pete Wernick, who not only came up with the name of the band, he really put the band together back in 1978. He was also kind of a pioneer in bluegrass on the radio in his native New York City in the early 60s. And as a banjo devotee and evangelist, if you will. He's in the band. Tim O'Brien, Grammy-winning songwriter and singer, multi-instrumentalist, originally from West Virginia. He's in the band. Brian Sutton, the most celebrated and award-winning flat pick guitar player and Nashville studio ace, and also a Grammy winner. He's in the band. And me. And that's it. Our latest record is called When I'm Free. We are Hot Rise, and we're here, and here we go. Thanks.
Cold and gray just wear me down. Day after day in this hard luck town. Make a friend. I don't believe I'll be content again till I see those western skies, sunshine on the open plain, blue sky across the mountain range. When I'm free, that's where I'll be. On my mind, precious jewel so hard to find. I said some things that I take back now. I don't get a second chance somehow till I see those western skies, sunshine on the open plain, blue sky across the mountain range. When I'm free, that's where I'll be. Another day, roadblocks at every turn. Nobody even looks my way. Don't know how to make a getaway. Heavy load weighing on my back as I walk along these rusty tracks. I sit alone out on the pier, parking time till I get out of here. And I see those western skies, sunshine on the open plain, blue sky so much.
In order to avoid the obvious awkwardness of interviewing ourselves, we engaged our studio audience here today. So thanks to those of you who filled out questions for the band. And Helen's going to come out and help us sort through. Are you going to do it on your own?
Yes.
Yeah. Helen's going to come out and sort through.
I'm a big girl. And they said I could stay up late tonight. Well, as Nick said, we engaged our studio audience in submitting an amazing number of questions. Thank you so much. And we won't have time to get to all of the questions, unfortunately, but these guys look so lined up and ready to go. Here we go. This is from Bruce for the entire band. Who takes the longest to get ready?
Oh, man, we are all lickety-split. We are used to getting ready in short order and just going. It's quick.
And I know for a fact, for very rarely over the years tagging along as companions sometimes do, that you have a very strict rule about being on time. So if you have a call in the lobby, you better not be late. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we're good. Good at that. We're pros.
Go ahead. We've had a few mishaps where, you know, we've left without somebody.
Really?
By mistake, most often.
Oh, my goodness.
I drove the bus away once and left Pete at a truck stop in Lyman, Colorado.
Oops. This is from Rudy, age 7. There's several questions here, actually. Brian, what's your favorite animal?
I'm a fan of the sloth at this point.
What's a time that you got scared?
Wow, that's a good question. The time I got scared one time was my first time in the Telluride Bluegrass Festival lineup with Jerry and Sam and Bela, and even the first time I played there with Hot Rise, just jumping into this Colorado bluegrass scene, kind of watching it from afar for a lot of years, and then sort of finding myself right in the thick of it. It was thrilling, I guess, maybe is a more appropriate word than scared, but scared was in there somewhere as well.
Speaking of the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, Larry asks, what was the first year, because you guys have been together for 40 years, what was the first year you played at Telluride Bluegrass?
This is Tim, and we played there in 1978. We, like Nick said, we had only been together a couple, maybe a month or a month and a half when we played there.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I have you, Tim. What's your most embarrassing thing that happened to you as a Hot Rise member?
Most embarrassing thing?
Today?
Boy, there's some good ones. Well, there was a time when I told a joke about the one-armed fisherman, and right as I was at the punchline, this guy was snapping my picture, and that was at Telluride Bluegrass. So that was embarrassing, but I wasn't embarrassed until after. I didn't know that was him.
Why was it embarrassing?
I'll tell you why it's embarrassing, because he's the guy, they made a movie about him. He was a great mountain climber, rock climber guy that ended up cutting his own arm off to survive. So I'm telling the joke about the one-armed fisherman when everybody's tuning up. He comes up, and I see a hand go up and take a picture, and that was him.
Oh, gee.
So that's embarrassing, like, from forever, from then on. I'm still embarrassed.
I want to take just a moment and say, if you just tuned in, you're listening to E-Town. I'm Helen Forster, and I'm speaking with Tim O'Brien, Nick Forster, Brian Sutton, and Pete Wernick, the members of the band Hot Rise. And we're sharing some questions from our studio audience. Mark is asking, what do you guys remember as your best gig and your worst gig?
I remember getting snowed on in Colorado Springs. That I don't know if that qualifies enough for to be in the worst gig.
That was an outdoor thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're kind of a weenie, Pete.
I am, I admit it.
That was the worst gigs?
For me, the worst gig was playing at a house concert in Holland, and we were really late, and we got there, and the people in the audience, of which there were about 50, were already really kind of mad at us. And we quickly set up, and we get ready to play. We realize there's no sound system, and all the microphones are just there for a live broadcast on Dutch National Radio. And so the combination of the live broadcast and 50 angry Dutch men looking at a bluegrass band that they're kind of already suspicious of. I remember thinking that was pretty horrible.
The best gig, we haven't talked about that though, right? It was like worst and the best, right?
I wasn't in the band in the early days. This is Brian. But I saw a video of a particular show that I imagine if I were in the band at the time, it would be probably Tops. And it was the Winterhawk Festival in 1989. This one here... The banjo player named Pete was in a plane crash, terrible, tragic event, but made the festival. And again, I don't want to get the show too dark and deep and things like that. Tim already did that with the one-armed fisherman reference. but just to watch that video and to know the context, I imagine that's, you know, the band kind of really came together there in a way that's bigger than songs and music and picking and singing and all that kind of thing.
This one is from Lena. It says, you come from all different parts of the country. What was it about bluegrass as a genre that made each of you choose it as a direction you pursued for your musical career? Let's start with Nick.
I think we all have pretty similar heroes, and that's just the nature of this kind of music when you're growing up and you're exposed to something that's real and that it's played by people who take it seriously, and especially those who grew up in this style of music. So for Pete, he heard Earl Scruggs play the banjo, and that was it for him. He knew that that's something that he wanted to pursue. I think for Tim and me and Brian, we were all really influenced by Doc Watson And hearing that music and then, of course, being inspired by the Beatles and everything else that came, you know, into our lives. Brian, of course, had a heavy metal phase and wore spandex. But
that's true, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true.
It's actually true.
But the the reality is it's an incredible journey to be on, and it started with our heroes. It started with the people who came before us, who inspired us, and who led us into this way of communicating with each other that is so rewarding.
Cool. Yeah. There's so many good questions, I hate to stop, so I'm going to ask a few more. For those of our listeners out there, because this is going out to national radio and also podcasting around the world, how did you come up with the name Hot Rise with a Z?
I was at the Carnegie Hall concert where Flat and Scruggs played, and the audience was driving them nuts by yelling out for the Martha White Flower song, which I had never heard before, but they played it, and Martha White Self-Rising Flowers got Hot Rise with a Z. It doesn't say that in the song, but it's true on the flower package. And then it later occurred to me that would be a good name for a bluegrass band, Hot Rise. When we started the band, we had to get permission from the Martha White Flower Company, and they only had one stipulation. And I know you won't be able to guess what it is, but everybody think, what's their, probably their stipulation? Keep the show clean.
This final question from John, and I'm sorry, I apologize to anybody that I didn't get to your question. John asks, knowing what you know now, would you do this again?
Yes, this is Brian.
Yes.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. Let's get back to music right now. Please help me welcome back Hot Rise.
This next one is a poignant song that Pete wrote when he was in his 20s about being old. And so it's one called Just Like You.
Hector Brown, he lives on a farm. He's been a farmer all his life until he had to slow down. Far from home since his wife died last December, Hector's all alone. And if you don't think an old man could be alone and blue, let me tell you, my friend, he's just like you. She lives in the city and her landlord lives out of town. When the cold wind blows, it chills her. Her backache gets her down. So she reads by day, she sleeps by night. She never goes nowhere, and scarcely anybody. Just like you. Well, I know it's not too long ago. Tell you, my friend, lots of thinking to do. And if you're not thinking, old man could be alone and blue.
Let me tell you, my friend,
he's just like you. Just like you.
That's Hot Rise. Tim O'Brien, Pete Wernick, Nick Forster, and Brian Sutton. The record is called When I'm Free. Those guys will be back a little later on in the show. Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. On the web at bohemianfoundation.org. By Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses with its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at zayo.com. That's Zayo.com. Finally, you can make your voice as a radio listener be heard. A brief survey is on our website, etown.org. Do you enjoy the Achievement Award, the conversations with the artists, or with experts talking about sustainability issues? At any rate, we'd love to hear from you. Thank you. You're listening to E-Town.
Hot Rise is going to be back in a little while. I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. We've got all kinds of great music for you this week. Up next, a musical hero to so many. Sam Bush was born in Bowling Green, Kentucky. He got his first mandolin when he was 11 years old. He went to the very first Bluegrass Festival when he was 13 in 1965 in Roanoke, Virginia. He was the national junior fiddle champion at Weezer, Idaho, three times in a row, starting recording when he was 17 with a band called Poor Richard's Almanac. He went on to not only kind of create his own style of music known as Newgrass, he founded the Newgrass Revival. He's just been a busy contributing musician, busy session player, sideman to folks like Lyle Lovett and Emmylou Harris, Dixie Chicks, Garth Brooks, all kinds of people, but many more people have just been amazed and influenced by the way he has such conviction as a performer and as a singer, as a player. He's won a bunch of Grammys. He's won CMA Awards, Americana Awards, IBMA Awards. He's even responsible for Bowling Green, Kentucky, now being named as the official birthplace of Newgrass. So he is a hoss. He is the man. We are very happy to welcome back to the stage here at E-Town, Mr. Sam Bush. You were in our very first season of E-Town, 1991. Was John Hammond Jr. on the show, too?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm not sure. Sam has a role in the founding of this program in that I was playing in his band, and we were in Bulgaria, I guess. Does that sound right?
Yeah, we had a band called Sam Bush and Friends. Very inventive. Where I'd walk out and I'd say, I'm Sam Bush.
And we're his friends.
Yeah, they were government trips we would take, and so we organized it. The band was Nick, Laurie Lewis on fiddle and guitar, and John Cowan and me. Those are very interesting gigs to be part of, sponsored by the United States Information Service at the time.
Yeah, it was interesting to go to Eastern Europe just a few months after the Berlin Wall came down. So we were in Bulgaria, and we went to the Czech Republic. But I remember in one place we were playing in Bulgaria, and it was like, well, let's see. These people who came to our gig, they didn't really like each other. They were just been come through this crazy turmoil, and there were the communist leaders and the emerging kind of democratic people and poets and students and crazy military guys. And they all came to the show. At the same time, I couldn't help but notice that the air was bad and it was like coal dust and you couldn't really see that clearly. And it just made sense to start a radio show about music and the environment.
That's where Nick first started thinking about getting this E-Town thing going.
That was it, man. That was it. Anyway, Sam, there's no way to really kind of talk about all the things you've done because there's so many and they're so cool. Is there anything you've done lately that I wouldn't know about that you're just super fired up about or excited or proud of?
It isn't entirely lately, but I got to play a song with Keith Richards.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And it wasn't just me. I didn't just get to play one, but I was in a backup band situation, which occurs, you know, time to time. And so it isn't out yet, but it will be coming out. It's a tribute to Merle Haggard. And so they must have had 20 or more different artists singing on the show. So Don Was puts the band together. So I was the fiddle player. And Keith Richards all of a sudden walks by. You know, there's only about three rock stars, and he's one of them. Yeah. And but a really sweet person to talk to for a second. And he sang Sing Me Back Home so slow that I thought my fiddle bow was about a foot too short. And after we played, the greatest compliment, he said, "That's the saddest fiddle I've ever heard."
Which, of course, could go either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said thank you.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm thrilled that you're here, Sam, and I'm just proud to have you being part of our world for so long. Absolutely. Welcome once again back to the stage here at E-Town, Mr. Sam Bush.
I'd like to call out probably the best musician I know that only lives a mile from us. Actually, it's true. When you only live a mile from Jerry Douglas, you live pretty close to greatness. Jerry Douglas, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair, or where the wind blows heavy off the borderline, remember me to the one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. If you're going where the snowflakes storm, oh, where the rivers freeze and the summer ends, see for me, she has a coat so warm to keep her from the howling winds. For me, if her hair hangs long, that's the way I remember her best. I'm a-wondering if she remembers me at all. Many times I've often prayed darkness of my night, in the brightness of my day.
your life. Remember me to the one who lives here. She once was a true love of mine, a love of mine.
Mr. Sam Bush, along with Jerry Douglas. I'm going to just formally introduce Jerry now. I mentioned that Hot Rise is going to be back in a while, but Jerry grew up in Warrenton, Ohio. He has won more awards than just about anybody I know, if you care about that kind of thing. 14 Grammys, 3 CMA Musician of the Year Awards, NEA National Heritage Fellowship, 10-time IBMA Dobro Player of the Year. He's played on about 1,600 records by everybody from Ray Charles and Eric Clapton and blah, blah, blah. Lots and lots and lots of stuff. He's done it all. Jerry, you doing all right? Are you there? Yeah, there you are.
I've been here all along. I heard all of that.
You're lurking.
I've been lurking. Yeah, that's what I do. I hang out in recording studios and lurk until they ask me to play on the record.
Well, you know, it's
16,000 times.
It's funny that you say that because, in a way, that actually is sort of your style.
It's been working too, hasn't it?
I mean, some people call it tastefulness and some people call it lurking, but
I just wait beside the microphone until I play a note.
Exactly.
And it counts.
It's usually a good one. It's usually a good one. I know you have a new record and you have a new band. I got to hear your band this last summer. And so tell me about this new record that you made.
I do have a new record. It's called What If. Mm-hmm. It's a new thing for me because there's a horn section. I have a horn section and I've always wanted a horn section and now I have one.
Yeah. So what's the difference between a dobro and a slide trombone?
Strings.
Close enough, yeah. I was going to say the dobro player probably has more gigs. I don't know.
The dobro player was on his way to a gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a lot of fun, and it's expanded my horizons more, I think.
Yeah, well, it was a great-sounding band, and you're singing a lot more in this band. So this is you as the vocalist.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Earls of Leicester are busy, and you know they won a Grammy, and of course this new band, and Jerry's a busy guy, and glad you're here, glad you had time. Welcome once again, Jerry Douglas.
Thank you. This is off the new record, this song here. It's a Tom Waits song. Everybody loves Tom Waits. I especially love Tom Waits. I met him a long time ago when I was playing with the Country Gentlemen. And we were standing outside a club in Washington, D.C., and I was 16. And I don't know how old he was, but he was smoking, and I was trying to learn. And I just remember him opening up for the Country Gentlemen, and that's crazy. Now, all I remember about his show was he was talking about pouring motor oil on his windshield because his windshield wipers didn't work. And it was raining outside. But this song is called 219. My baby's leaving on the 219. Ha ha.
in the 29 flood. The barn was buried beneath a mile of mud. Now I got nothing but the whistle and the steam. My baby's leaving on the 219. Well, there's a fella that's preaching for hell and damnation, bouncing off the walls of Grand Central Station. I treated her bad, I treated her mean. My baby's leaving on the 219. I said, hey, hey, I will remember you. Hey, hey, I don't know what to do. Hey, hey, I will remember you. My baby's leaving on the 219. The preacher stole the brine. I took him out for a bottle, but when she came back inside, she didn't have my whiskey, she didn't have my gin, but a handful of feathers and a wicked grin. I said, hey, I will remember you. Hey, I don't know what to do. Hey, I will remember you. My baby's leaving on the 29. As you get farther away, you forget everything you wanted to say. Was that a raindrop or a tear in your eye? Were you drying your nails or waving goodbye? I said, hey, hey, I will remember you. Hey, hey, I don't know what to do. Hey, hey, I will remember you. My baby's leaving.
Modern stylings of Mr. Jerry Douglas from Nashville, Tennessee. Along with Brian Sutton on the electric guitar, Sam Bush on the mandolin, Christian Teal on the drums, Ron Jolly on the keys, Helen singing backup. His record is called What If with his own record. So the cavalcade of musical styles continues. I want to just tell you a little bit about our next guest. Stuart Duncan is one of the best musicians we've ever met. He was born in Virginia, grew up in Southern California. We met him when he was still a teenager. He's also been a first call session player. He's played on hundreds and hundreds of records, from Alan Jackson and Barbara Streisand to Panic at the Disco or Robert Plant. He is now, I think, year six in Diana Krall's band, touring band. He's just a busy guy because he can make a great musical contribution in just about any style, anytime. He is a longtime member of the Nashville Bluegrass Band, and he's toured with too many artists to mention, really. But anyway, great guy, great musician, great fiddle player. Please welcome to E-Town, Mr. Stuart Duncan. Anything I didn't mention that you're excited about? I know you're in Diana Krall's band, and that must be an ongoing delight in one way or another.
Yes, indeed, it is.
And are you still playing on a bunch of records?
Yeah, I'm doing... The most recent thing I did was a trio project with a quartet with my addition with Matt Flinner, and also a mandolin record with David Benedict.
Oh, wow. And I didn't mention the goat rodeo with Yo-Yo Ma and Chris Thiele.
There's rumor that the goats may ride again.
The goats. Okay, well.
We shall see.
We're going to do sort of an old-time tune. This is one written by Doc Boggs and then popularized by Doc Watson.
Yes. I'd like to bring up an old great friend of mine, Sam Bush, to help me with this one. We want to remember the great Vassar Clements with this one, Patty on the Turnpike. Duncan on the fiddle, along with Sam Bush.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. By the way, if you've just tuned in and you want to hear the beginning of this program, the E-Town podcast will have this episode and others, along with tons of content from the E-Town archives. It's available for free in iTunes, Spotify, and other podcast directories. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. Thank you, Stuart Duncan. I want to say hello to folks who are listening on stations like UMFM, the Faculty of Sound in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, on WOOL in Bellows Falls, Vermont, and on KRML in Monterey, California. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. As always, if you want more information about any of our guests, you can get all that stuff on the website at etown.org. You can find out how to get tickets to a live show. You can see videos, photos. You can see exactly what Jerry Douglas is wearing on this week's program. So,
hi, Nick. Hi, everybody. It's Helen. And to avoid Nick having to introduce himself, I'm going to just jump in here and say, please help me welcome back the Hot Rise Boys, Tim, Pete, Nick, and Brian. They'll be joined by Jerry Douglas on this one. Put your hands together for Hot Rise.
We're going to do a song that Nick wrote for our most recent recording, and maybe you want to talk about that.
This is a song I wrote a while ago about that kind of thing when kids are stubborn and they just don't want to do whatever it is you tell them to do, regardless of whether it's a good idea. They just are determined to do that. And I had no idea that this song would become sort of a representative of, believe it or not, a very prominent grown-up. This is one about being stubborn and obstinate and determined to do only things your way, regardless of what happens around you. It's one called Doggone. I won't do it even though I could. I won't do it just because I should. I won't do it if it's my turn. I won't do it and I'll never learn, 'cause I'm doggone. I won't change my ways. Well, I'm doggone, no matter what you say, it's up to me, so just let me be. I know that you might be right. I don't care if I cause a fight. It might be the best thing to do. I won't do it 'cause you told me to. Yeah, I'm doggone, I won't change my ways. Well, I'm doggone, no matter what you say, up to me, so just let me be. You can't make me do what you say. You can't make me see it your way. You can't make me be just like you. You can't make me 'cause I don't want to, 'cause I'm doggone, won't change my ways. Well, I'm doggone, no matter what you say, it's up to me, just let me be. Baby, where you going to? I count on coming home to you. I never thought that you'd walk away. I never thought that I'd hear you say that I'm doggone, won't change my ways. You said I'm doggone as you walked away. Well, yeah, I'm doggone, I won't change my ways. I'm doggone, no matter what you say, it's up to me, so just let me be. We're going to do one more song and get our buddy Sam Bush to come out and join us. We're going to go High in a Mountain.
Valley down. see. Let my memory return. Oh, how my heart did yearn for you in the days that used to be. High on a mountaintop, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life have flown. About the days it used to be.
That's Hot Rise, along with special guests Sam Bush, Stuart Duncan, and Jerry Douglas. We got time for one more song. We're going to do one more song. I want to thank all our guests, as I mentioned, from mostly from Nashville, Tennessee. Our special guest this week, thanks to Sam Bush, Jerry Douglas, and Stuart Duncan, all of them from Nashville. Thanks to Hot Rise for joining us here in E-Town. We've got such a nice common repertoire and long history together that we really appreciate having the opportunity to come together and play some music. On behalf of our staff, all the engineers, volunteers, and Helen, I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can be with us next week right here in E-Town.
Sounds recorded at E-Town Hall and produced by our donor-supported nonprofit organization. To comment about the show, email us at info@etown.org or connect with us on Twitter or on Facebook. Distribution is made possible by our family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you.
Everybody, Sam Bush, Stuart Duncan, Pete Wernick, Tim O'Brien, Brian Sutton, Jerry Douglas, Helen Forrester,
and Nick Forrester.
Thanks so much.
This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.